You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, August 19th. I'm Mary Childs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 5 million. That's how many metric tons of copper one analyst forecasts the world will need to produce by 2030. It's about 2.5 times more than what the industry will produce this year. Why so much? It's to meet projected demand from the electric vehicle industry. And according to one analyst at Banyan Hill Research, that strong demand should support higher prices. Copper settled at a two-year low earlier this month. The price decline reflects investors' worries about muted economic growth and the trade dispute between the U.S. and China. But supplies of the metal have been tightening, so analysts think commodities traders could overcome their concerns about the economy, prompting higher prices. The next number up is $51 billion. That's how much in secondhand goods will be sold by 2023. That's according to researcher Global Data. The sale of secondhand goods, or re-commerce, currently accounts for a tiny fraction of the $3.8 trillion of U.S. retail sales. But it's growing fast. Shoppers ages 18 to 37 are driving the shift. The report predicts that a third of Generation Z and more than a quarter of millennials will make secondhand purchases this year. The shift towards secondhand goods will be welcome news for the environment. Consumers on average buy 60% more clothing today than they did 15 years ago, but keep the items only half as long, according to McKinsey. Our last number is 2%. That's the yield threshold the 30-year U.S. Treasury breached last week for the first time ever. It was a new record low for the long-dated Treasury in the midst of a tumultuous week. Bond prices surged as the stock market sank amid concern over escalating tensions between the U.S. and China and signs of economic weakness in Europe. Treasuries aren't the only government bonds that have experienced a striking rally lately either. Yields have plummeted on debt issued by European countries and Japan, too, because of their perceived safety. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, August 19th. I'm Mary Childs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.